Peter John.
Where are you from?
Mental.
What's the name of the story you're going to tell?
Well, I'm going to try to talk about the mentor, the people that used to live there and where the villages was before we ever decided on moving to here. And first of all, I'm going to try to talk in my language and see if we can do something, learn something. Mentucht Anna Island. I was born 1900, and I was born and raised right here in Mentucht. And I'm going to talk about the past, and I'm going to try to talk in my language mostly. There was a village, Minty. Yana Minty. Lakatanai Delta Galat. Katanai Huitikas, Santikas, Natal Pichte, Tabitas. Hulantit. Tabilkat Hulan Sabayauhar Churkayauhar Yatho Ukahar Yanket Tatani Katanka Lan Nahu Hulsi Yo Hulan Katho Wood Katay Natalte Yanket Hantika Kayak Hukar Katay Tigilte Sogar unrichtig. I think it's pretty hard for me to speak in English the way the things I have to call these places where we used to stay in my language, and that was awful hard. Like when I say Hendika Kayak, I can't tell it in English. It's altogether hard to explain it. So I just have to go by my language. Yanket bought nice little thing at the Gacho Kaiho. That's like Chagatu. And they get the Tranta Wish just not Jugo. Katanae Ninana Takatilite Nanaharitik Taika Naharistina. The Kiga could add Tran Naj Tata, that's good. Katanae. Not a lot of things. On a river, there's no hotel thing. They got a lot of tea hot tea, who's that? Minty means lakes. The gates that still since 1917 we put up the village there. There's tree cemetery at the old metal village down there, and there's about six or seven over in the metal flat, about 15 or 20 miles from here. There's a lot of lakes in the metal area. Sugi, Nagita, New Doy, then a child of Hogila. 1929 Yoni Fairbanks mining, Holantok said, Minty stock on it. Fahian, Hola. The comment show here in the real life, it's a good time now. That we could show us after Nocturne. And then after Hal Nocturne. When we are alone, it's a good one. So, guys, I'll stick to each other. So, down at the old village, then Kaganat, Kotina Tata. We live awful poor down at the old village. Tent and dakti, not hardly. Just sent it, not to eat it, it's a good yacht, then not hardly. And then I eat a bag of luck. Used to be a lot of sickness down there, and kind of the flood. The water is terminated, snow is terminated. Could I have the cotton which after I need it? So people want to come over. We had a people that didn't know it, who connected it. That they get horizon to hook a cut and a cut a dust neck. They got near to not cut it. There are six places people have been picking out to move during all this meeting. So the people pick out right here. Jagat needs tunnel. It's awful hard. People. When you talk to people, we talk to people. There's a lot of Huda, there's a Dukhtani, there's a Dukhuja, there's a Dukhtani. We never. Jagger Kuntiritan, Jagger Lachu Kai Huvia. And the Bastard answer right there. Around 1600. That's the horse writer. But then you to get a young father's a little older. Cottonae tea a bagilla. Then I eat you with 60. we have to go long ways to fish, but then this is the best way. The good lodge touch on the Tarbon, Tangat lodge around here. And I'll go get this right there. It's the name of the village right there, Nagagat. You know, Minty took Skala Bosa, where the old Mento is. It's the name of it. There's three different places where there's villages. Used to be. Since about 1700. One is Tosha Khalid. One is Mintiha Street. Another one is right there. Not Khalid. Chief Charlie Kayuk Larita. Over at the Tosha Khalid Khalid. But the nurse tells me it's Kai. Kai Hogila. You need to talk to the Chief Thomas. Kai Hogila. Down at Mother Tolvan of the Chief Alexander. Talk about what I said in Indian. And I'm going to try to make it more little bit more clear in English. The village, the really village, the Minto people used to live is over at the big Minto Lake. And that was before 1917. And people used to go up to the Chattanooga, Washington, Catalina, and Tolvana. That's where people used to move, and West Fork, over towards South Coast. And so they had a village at Fort Cabin, and at the cache, and there's about six or seven graveyards right in the top of that area.
What year was this?
That was before 19. Yeah, before 1900. And after 1917, people moved down to the Tarana River. And kind of the steamboat was running back and forth on the Tarana River. And it was pretty hard to get to the store. So that's why they moved down there. And at the same time, they were cutting wood for the steamer, stern wheeler. And people used to move around. All part of Minto Flat. And used to go to Nianana for the shortest day between New Year, Christmas, stay there till last part of January and then move back to Minto Flat. And from there they used to move to Beaver Creek and over towards Rampart and Stephen Village.
How did they used to travel in those days?
If you really wanted to go way back in history, people never used to have dogs around 1830. People never used to have dog teams. Everything they do is pulled by their neck, slept. And that's the way they used to move. But in the summertime, they make birch bark camps, and that way they move around. And mostly the people used to live by in around 1840 was by fishnet. And fish trap. And them fishnet, they used to make them out of bark on a willow, And they used to set the fish trap for king salmon and everything. So they used to make some birch bark canoes, and they used to get everywhere. So 1917, they moved down to the Tarana River, and during that time, people never used to stay one place. So the village was started in 1917 down at on the Tarana River. And people used to have fish camp all along the Tarana River. And then 1968, I think it was, we started to talk about moving because there was too much flood. All the houses get underwater every spring. And things was pretty bad down there. Water contaminated, snow and everything. And kids getting sick and people getting sick. So people make up their mind to move. So they choose six places to move to. And they pick out this place. That's how we move over here. Now this is Hoodle Village right there. This village was here about 1700. And there used to be water right there too. So I think by moving right here, the people sure helped themselves for the health. That's really, I think it's a pretty good, people made a pretty good move by moving here. Going back to 1929, people started to find out what was going to happen to the Minto Flat area. The reason why I think that's very important for the people to understand what's going on is because we're right under the Fairbanks right here. And the first white man I seen in the Minto Flat area was 1912. And since that time, there's about near 40 or 50 duck camp right here in Minto. Now, 1929, the Minto Flat was covered with sand from the mining, from Livingwood and Esther, Fox, Chattanooga. All these creeks run through the Minto Flat area. And it destroyed not only the game, but it sure ruined the livelihood of the people right there. Because people used to make a lot of money out of fur in the Minto Flat area. And not only the Minto Flat, but people from all over used to come right here to rat and trap right here in the Minto Flat area. But since the sand destroy the Minto Flat area, it's you can't make a living by trapping like we used to do. And I remember one spring there was about 1,000 fish being killed on a lake in Canada, just freeze right down to the bottom. And since that time we had a hard, it's been hard for the fish to come back. And right now the people in Minto is trying to protect this fishery for the sportsmen, not only for the Minto people, but for Fairbanks area. And I think that's where the land claim started, 1929, when we started to talk about this Minto Flat area. That's where it originally started from, the land claim. Okay?
Do you want to say a little bit about the land claim?
Yeah. 1959, people started to talk about land claim. But as far as the Bureau of Indian Affairs in the state, or the people that's connected with it, the federal government didn't want to get into it. So 1964, Bill William Byers from New York come down to Tirna for the Tirna Chief Conference. And when he was going back outside, he stopped in Minto and see if there's any way he can help to try to do something about the Minto land claim. A lot of people approached me saying that you got a better chance to fight for this land claim than all the villages in the state of Alaska, because it's just healed clean around it, and it's a pretty good landmark, they figure. And therefore, they figure that we got a better chance in getting it. So that's how we went to Fairbanks to get this land claim for the native people of Alaska. In 1965, in December, December 19th, when I went to Juneau, me and Edmund Titus went to Juneau for this first land claim meeting with Governor Egan. And that's my first time talk about it. And about a month before that, I talked to Bartlett, Greening, Rivers, and Egan right in Fairbanks on the same subject about the land claim. And the Minto land claim bill that was going to try to put through is the one they turned down in Anchorage, the first meeting we had down there.